Hello, and welcome to a new episode of Our Earth, a podcast where I will be talking to you about issues on our planet, the Earth. Today, I would like to introduce a new season of my podcast, which is called, drumroll please, History of Gender Equality. Yes, I'm starting a new season fully dedicated to my feminist self, obvious gender equality, the fight against sexism, and talk about badass women who fought against sexism. Today, I'm going to be giving you kind of like an introduction of this whole season of my podcast, and I thought a great way to start this off would be just talking about and discussing about gender inequality itself. So, what is gender equality? It is the equal rights and opportunities for all people, regardless of their gender identity. Girls and boys see gender inequality in their homes and communities every day, in textbooks, in the media, among adults, and, well, society. Many people assume gender roles for certain genders. One major example is unequal responsibility for household work. Like, mothers assume the role of doing all household chores, including taking care of the children, doing laundry, cooking, cleaning, etc. Obviously, being told that this is their only job in life and that they can't have any other dreams or wants other than this sucks. Another one is at schools. Sometimes girls receive a lower amount of support than boys to pursue a career or excel in their studies. A recent dilemma is that both girls and boys must work hard in school and go off to a prestigious college only for, like, sort of a name. Women are told to go to a good college so they can get married off to a good family. This is quite common in India. This idea is supported with statistics. Nearly 1 in 4 girls between the ages of 15 and 19 are neither employed nor in education or training, compared to only 1 in 10 boys. I think I see a pattern. Well, here is the brutal truth. Gender inequality turns violent. In times of both peace and conflict, adolescent girls face the highest risk of gender-based violence. Hundreds of millions of girls worldwide are still subjected to child marriage and FGM. Even though both have been internationally recognized as human rights violations, violence continues to occur at birth, like in places where female infanticide is known to persist. The thing is, gender inequality doesn't only affect females. Men are also affected. Men are told to man up or be a man. The thing is, boys also suffer from gender norms. Social conceptions of masculinity can fuel child labor, gang violence, disengagement from school, and recruitment into armed groups. Well, all of this is sort of dire information, and still, many people have told me that women are able to do more things than they have before. Times have changed. Well, yes, they have changed. We have made progress, but the thing is, it's not enough progress. All the things that we've seen is very good. We've made progress, and society has changed, but it hasn't changed enough. There are still many, many things in society and in life that we have to change. We must continue, and we are barely at the end. But yes, we have made progress. More and more girls are attending and completing school. A smaller number of them are getting married or becoming mothers at a young age. But discrimination and limiting stereotypes remain. It is still a reality. Technological change and humanitarian emergencies are also confronting girls with new challenges, while old ones, violence, institutionalized biases, poor learning, and life opportunities continue. And this is why women are fighting back. It is time for change and initiative. We must close this narrow-mindedness of people and educate them. I've gotten most of my research from UNICEF websites, and you should definitely check it out and kind of build your knowledge on what is reality. Let's get on to one more segment. Facts on gender inequality. In 18 countries, husbands can legally prevent their wives from working. In 39 countries, daughters and sons do not have equal inheritance rights. And 49 countries lack laws protecting women from domestic violence. What do you feel and what do you think about these statistics? And what I want to say is that this is reality. This is what we are facing currently right now. And you have to be thinking, what can I do to decrease these countries? What can I do to decrease numbers? What can I do to change that? And you can't think the progress we've made so far is kind of nothing when you compare it to these facts. Here's another one. Globally, women are just 13% of agricultural landholders. This, again, goes hand in hand with just the thought and stereotype that women are just a lesser gender. And we have to break that stereotype now, and we have to do what we can to educate people about this. Here's one more. Globally, 750 million women and girls were married before the age of 18, and at least 200 million women and girls in 30 countries have undergone FGM. FGM is a whole other topic for another episode, but this is also a very dire fact that is reality, that is happening currently as you are living today. And we have to change this, and we must take initiative if we want to see changes on these type of initiatives, on these type of issues. So we have come to the very end of today's episode. I would like to end with a quote. A gender equal society is one where the word gender does not exist, where everyone can just be themselves. Gloria Stenman. So that's it for today's episode, guys. Thank you for listening in. Also, make sure to shoot me an email, which would be mentioned in the info box below. If you have any inquiries, definitely message and check out my website for fresh updates about this podcast. Thank you, and make sure to speak up about issues you care about. This is our Earth. Let's change it and fix it together today.